Alright, okay. So good morning. We are Perek Shlishi, starting a new Perek Sanhedrin Daf Kaf Gimel. New Mishnah. So the Mishnah carries on from where we left off on Daf Bet. Okay, back to Dinei Mamonot B'Shloshe. If you take a quick look at Daf Bet, it's worth just going back for a second. The Mishnah starts off on Daf Bet. Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah, Dinei Mamonot B'Shloshe. Okay, Gzalot B'Chavot B'Shloshe, Nezik B'Chati. Now the Mishnah goes back. Exactly the same repetition of the words. Okay? So there's no Rashi doesn't explain any reason why the Mishnah goes right back. But it seems to just basically be a continuation of the halachas. So why aren't we discussing from the first Mishnah that Dinei Mamonot is Beshlosha, is the three? The question is, how do we choose the three? There's a machloket yat tanaim between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim Aviyah. So Rabbi Meir says as follows: Ze borer lo echad, veze borer lo echad, b'shteihen borin lahen od echad. Did Rabbi Meir? So see, this guy chooses three, and the other guy chooses his Beit Din, and then the Beit Din chooses its own Beit Din. That's how Rabbi Meir seems to understand the Mishnah. Look at Rashi quickly: Ze borer lo echad, mashma ze borer lo Beit Din echad, shehen gimel. V'zeh echad, harei shisha. And then now they've got six. U'shneihem, and now these six, borin lahem od echad, harei taisha. V'hainu dekemetame ma'ezeh borer b'chuleha b'klat tzagi. We'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to ask the question, what's going on over here? Why do we need nine? Three is enough. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, just like what I said, that you're looking at me like that, or what?
No, we're looking at you.
Okay. So that's what he made. Shnei dayanin borin lahen od echad. Rabbi Chachamim say, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Mamon b'shlosha. You don't each choose a Beit Din, but you choose one, right? And you got your two dayanin, and they then choose the third one. We'll see that in a second. It'll come much clearer in the Gemara. The next halacha, ze posel dayano shel ze, ze posel dayano shel ze, to remain. Now again, Rimei seems to understand that each party can disqualify the other Beit Din. Now, which is outrageous, because you bring a guy to Beit Din, right, and now he doesn't like the Beit Din, so he says they disqualify. Look at Rashi. Rashi is all the way down at the bottom. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom of the Rashi. It's in the wrong place. Zeb, can you see it? Zeb posel danon shel zeh. All the way down at the bottom on the right-hand side there. Zeb posel danon shel zeh. Okay. Yachol omar lo, lo adon lefanav. Right? The guy can say, you're calling me to Beit Din. I don't want to be in front of you. Why not? No reason. Don't have to explain anything. No. Ridiculous. That's what Rabbi Meir says. No. When can you posel a Beit Din? Bizman shmeviyalein raya shehen krovin upsulin. If you bring proof that the guy's pasul, then he's a relative or he's a psul person. Imayu kesherin or mumchin mipi Beit Din, either if they're kosher witness, a kosher to be dayanim or they're expert dayanim, right? Eino yachol leposlan. You can't posel them. We'll see just now in the Gemara we'll discuss that as well. We're going to see it's a bit of a different Gemara today to what we've been learning the last few days. Start next halacha. Ze posel, right? Ze posel a dav shel ze, v'ze posel a dav shel ze, the Rimeir. So the same idea. Rimeir says that you can posel the Adim. I bring Adim, I bring you to Beit Din, I bring my Adim, you say, no, you pasul. V'chabomrim ematai, so when can you pasul Adim? The same idea as the Dayanim. But you can't just decide stam, you're unlike my aid. If they're a psul aid, or they're a karov, the Torah says they're asur. But you can't decide. We'll see, the Gemara will discuss this as well in detail. Okay, so now the Gemara starts. My zebor elo echad, zebor elo echad. What's going on over here? That you can have three and then I bring three, and then the three choose three. But klata sagi, you only need three for a Beit Din, you only need nine for a Beit Din. So So it was like a hachikah. But this is what we really meant to say. Kesheze borelo beitin echad. Veze borelo beitin echad. Shnehen borelin lahen od echad. So we're not saying we need nine. But we understand that we're married at the moment. That I bring my three. You bring your three. And then those together choose a beitin. Second verse says, well, what's going on? Bafiru love mati ma'akev. Right? Sorry, one second. Yeah, look at Rashi here. Hachikama, right? Look at Rashi, the very last wide lines of Rashi. The kol, now what's the hachikama? Keshzebo elo beitin echad, zebo elo beitin echad. The kol echad posel oto beitin shebirer chavero, ve'en rotze labdun lefanav. So now, Rashi, what's going on over here? Keshzebo elo beitin, vezebo elo beitin, kol echad posel oto beitin. So now we can say, no, we don't want that baiting. So you chose a baiting, I chose a baiting, I can say your baiting is puzzle, you say my baiting is puzzle, we don't want the baiting. So the Gemara says, awesome. Sorry?
And then you start
with the process again. And then exactly. So that's what the Gemara says. What? And the love, the guy who's being invited to baiting, he owes the money. Right? The mal there brings him to baiting because he doesn't pay his money back. The Lover doesn't like the baiting, he puzzles the baiting, what the Lover can puzzle the baiting. That's exactly the Gemara's question. Baha'am Rabbi Lazar, lo shanu ele malve. That the malve, he, we learned, what we got a brighter that we learned, that the malve is the one, right? Look at Rashi quickly, you know what, maybe I skipped over the Rashi's here. Look at Rashi there, the second narrow lines of Rashi. Shnei bo demechad, klomar, ein yechonin lachof ze et ze, Eloborin baitin shitratzu boshnahim. There's your answer, Robert. Until both parties are satisfied, they keep the process going. You can't force a guy to come to baitin if he isn't happy with that baitin. Right, that's how explains it. Right? So that's why look at Rashi. Vafilu loved matzi ma'akev bitmiya. That's a question. Because if that's the case, if they both have to be happy, then the love can continue to refuse to come to the baiting that you've chosen until you find the baiting that he's happy with. Right? So the Baha'am Rabbi Lazar, come in Basso Pirkin later on in this Pirik, Daf Lamed Aleph. It's here in 10 days' time. Right? What do we see over there? Lo Shanu Elamalve. Look at Rashi there. Lo Shanu Echad Amar Nidon Kan, Vechad Amar Nelech Lebeit Havaad, Kofinoto Volech Lebeit Havaad. Right? When is that the case? The one says, let's go here. The other one says, let's go somewhere else. You force him to go somewhere else. Looking back in the Gemara, who's that? El Malve. That's the Malve. That's not the Love. And according to the Shakli of Atari up until now, they're equal in status. Aval Love, Kofinoto, Vedan Biro. So we see that's the brighter. We'll see it later on. That the Love hasn't got a say. So I can tell you up until the Love can just keep on extending the process. Right, so the Gemara now gives two answers. The first answer is, "Kedam Rabbi Yochanan, be'erkot shav Suria shano." There you could say, what are we speaking about? Be'erkot shav Suria. What are erkot shav Suria? Look at Rashi. She'erkot be'erkot shav Suria. She'lo hayu bekin bedin Torah. Hilchach afil lo ve'matzi ma'akev. If we're speaking about a place like the erkot of Suria, where there, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that they weren't expert dayanim. So if they aren't expert dayanim, so you know what they're going to say, maybe there, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, that a love can... No, Jewish courts. I think, look, you know, it's a good question what you're asking here. I understood Erkot Shav Suria, that they just weren't Baki'im, that they were Jewish courts, but now that you're telling me, it's interesting. Let's look around, I don't know. See, anybody?
English, secular courts.
Secular, say secular in English? Wow. Okay, that's hell of interesting. It changes the whole understanding of this Gemara. We'll see in a second why. Wow, okay. So I never had an English Gemara here. You said it says secular courts. Gee whiz. Michael, how does your Gemara translate the Air Court of Assyria, Michael?
Layman's
courts. What's the?
Layman's courts.
Look, I'll be honest with you, that's how I understood it. I understood we're speaking about Dayanim, Jewish courts who weren't experts. But it's interesting that Robert says secular, because you'll see in a second it changes the whole Gemara. Let's carry on. We'll see. Maybe it will come clear later on. Rabbi Yochanan be'ekotche v'suria shanu. Ha'achanami be'ekotche v'suria shanu. So the Gemara's answer is just like Rabbi Yochanan said there, right? That in Erekotche v'suria, if they aren't experts, or maybe in Goyish courts, we'll see, maybe, that there you can't force it. And that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. And that's why here, you have a mumchin lo. But if they're mumchin, then the lo they can't. So that's what's going on over here. Right, so now, why do I say that? Look, the second answer. That's the first answer to Rabbi Yochanan. The second answer Gemara gives, Rav Papa Amar, afilu taima mumchin. Even if you say that it's a mumchin, when can the love still play around, yeah? Kagon, Beidin Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. Right, if the two Beit, look at Rashi there, Beit Din Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. The Tarvayu Bechad Makom, both these Batei Din were in the same town. So there were two Batei Din, one of Rav Huna's and one of Rav Chisda's, and they're in the same town. There the Love can say, De Kamalei, Mika Mechachnelach, what am I making you, am I giving you Tircha? I'm not giving you Tircha, what do you care? You want to go to Rav Huna's Beit Din, I want to go to Rav Chisda's Beit Din. In a case like that, says Rav Papa, that there we do see an exception that the Love can decide. But that's it. So we've seen two answers. Either if it's not Mumchim, or according to what Robert's translation there in the art scroll, that it's a secular court, there Love can insist that he doesn't like the Dayanim. But if it's a Mumchim, then he can't. And according to Rav Papa, if it's Mumchim, he can, but only as far as which court he goes to. If they're in the same place, it isn't causing tircha. But as a rule, the Love can't ma'akev the process under limited circumstances. That's Rabbi Meir. Right? Kimadrachta Nachnan. V'v'chachamim omrim. Okay, that's it. So that's the sugi over there. Okay. So now, Chachamim said, when we learned the Mishnah, Tnan, we learned in our Mishnah, V'chachamim omrim, Dayanin borin lehen od echad. So that was the first explanation we understood Rabbi Meir was that they actually choose Batei Din, and we saw now a limit on the Love. Chachamim said, no, they choose the third judge. So Gemara says, and if you want to think that, like Rabbi Meir said, that we actually mean that you chose a Beit Din and then another Beit Din, Batar de Pasle Lehu, Aznu Ubarulu Beit Din Achrina. It's a very good question, right? The woman says, what are you going to tell me now? So you've just puzzled the one Beit Din. And now you're going to tell me that Beit Din which you've puzzled, they're going to go and choose for you another Beit Din. But you just puzzled them. So if you weren't happy to rely on them to judge you, how are you going to rely on them to choose your Beit Din for you? Right? Va'od. And furthermore, we're asking a question of Meir. Va'od, my zebor elo echad v'zebor elo echad. What does it mean? He chooses the one and he chooses the one. El achikam. This is why we meant to understand the Mishnah. Ze the Bach takes out the ka, so just shezebor elo dayan echad v'zebor elo dayan echad shnehem bor elin od echad. So what's really happening here? I choose one dayan, the other party to the suit he chooses one dayan, and then those two dayanim go and choose the third dayan. So Gemara says, "Ma'ishna d'avdachi." What's the reason why we have to do this? It says, "Amre b'marava." It shall say, "Bishvada b'zayra," mitoch sheze borelo dayan echad. Vaze borelo dayan echad. Now that I chose one, and my other guy chose one, ushnei borelin od echad, and the third, two of them together choose the third guy. Yetse hadin la'mito. This is justice. In other words, I've got my dayan that I chose. You've got your dayan that you chose, and now they choose a dayan together. Got a partial, an impartial dayan. And then we've got a proper Beit Din of three, sits together, and we've got Din. Okay, so now this whole section of the year we're trying to understand Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara goes on to Chachamim, which we just spoken about a second ago. The Chachamim Omri, right? And the Chachamim say, Shnei Dayanim Borin Lo Lahen Eid Echad. This is the quote from there. So Gemara says like this. Trying to understand the concept of here. Neima, but Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, can we forget? What's the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? The machloket is around Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Right? What is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, we'll see in a second. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ein ha'edim chotmim al ashtar, ele im kein, yodin mi chotemim ahin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says it has a concept over here, that edim, they're not going to want to just sign a shtar without knowing who they're signing with. Right? But look at Rashi over here, why? Edim here took their job very seriously. Look at the Rashi there. The Rashi is in line with the Kutei Rashi, if you've got, or in line with the Gemara, Keda Amar Rav Yochanan Be'er Kotsha Basuria. Eleim kan yodin mi chatam imahen. Why? Shema yichtamu imahem eid echad pasul umevatel eidot kulam venimtsu elu boshim. So what's going to happen? These guys are kosher, but a third aid or somebody else going to sign the shtar with them. He was a pasul aid, and now the whole thing's going to be pasul. And I'm going to speak about, those aiding were pasul. But that's right, they were proper, upright, kosher people. So because they were thrown out with the, you don't throw out the baby with the baby, with the bath water, they were thrown out, and now they're going to think that, so what's going on over here? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that Adim don't sign. So if Adim don't sign, we've got almost like a kosher cane here. How much more so Dayanim? Dayanim won't just be a done with anybody. They want to know who they're Dayanim with for the same reason. Right, so that's the machloket Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, late Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Meir doesn't have this opinion, right, that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav story with regards to Dayanim. V'rabanan itlehu, right, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. They do have it. Look at Rashi there. Rabbanan itlu Rabbi Yehuda. Kilchach dat ha-dayanin be'inan. Therefore, we want the Dayanim's dat. We want their dat. Bershe yivaru mi yeshev imahen. Adam hagun. We want to make sure that the Dayanim are happy and that they know who will be with them. Look at Hagot HaBach there quickly. It's a little bit long, but he makes an interesting explanation here. He says, the bet than Hagot HaBach. You got it? You got it?
Yeah,
Rashi, Dibur HaMatchil V'Rabbanan. Can you see it? The bet. Right. It says, Nir V'Svarachem, She'elu hayu v'alei dinim borin, Shema lo yehagun, lo yu hashnayim yukhin omar, Ein ani yoshvim im ze, Kfi shemevishin oto, V'akeshe bore lo ze echad, V'ze echad, Im echad behem amar, Ein yoshev im ze, Ein nachush al kach, Deleike kisufa, Da'akate lo itkavu dina. See, it says, yeah, the Dayanim. If the Dayanim aren't going to choose their Dayan, the one Dayan, I don't want to sit with that Dayan, because he might be puzzled, he's going to embarrass me. So therefore we say, we don't worry, until they've chosen the third Dayan together, they haven't yet formed a Beit Din, and none of them will be embarrassed over here. That's the whole concept here of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. What, Manny? Manny, you want to say something? He's looked at me like you were about to ask a question. Okay. All right. So the question says, look, the kule alma ita Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. There's no such thing. There's no machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chachamim on that. V'dat ha-dayanin, kule echad lo pligi de beinan. And with regards to dayanim, no one argues that dayanim have to have dat, as opposed to aidim. On the aidim is a machloket. On dayanim, everybody agrees. Right, so what's the machloket over here? Ki pligi da'at baledini. There is a machloket with regards to the da'at balei dini. Remember, we asked the very question at the very beginning. What, and that the love can ma'akev. They're the balei dini. Rimeir savar da'at balei dini nami ba'ina. Rimeir says, not only do you need the dayanim, who have to agree with each other, but the balei din also. That's why we had Rabbi Meir at the very beginning said that they choose batei din until they're happy. V'rabanan savrei da'at ha'dayanim ba'inan, da'at balei dini lo ba'inan. Only need to have the balei din, not the dart of, only the Dayanim, not the Baalei Din. Okay. So now the Gemara goes into Gufa of the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Right? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Ein Eidim Chotmim Al Ashtar. Right? We said there before, Ein Eidim Chotmim Al Ashtar. Right? We said, Ein Eidim Chotmim Al Ashtar. Elim Kein Yodim Mi Chotem Mahen. That was Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Tayyam Yachi, we've got a brighter that supports us. Kacha yude kiei hadat Yerushalayim osin. This is how the waz, or the how do they translate the kiei hadat in English? Anybody got an English translation in the kiei hadat?
Pure-minded man.
Pure-minded. Okay. לא היו חותמים על השטר, אלא אם כן יודעים מי חותם מהם. So firstly, we see they never signed unless they knew who they were signing with. ולא היו יושבים בדין, they never sat in din, אלא אם כן יודעים מי יושבי מהם. Right? ולא היו נכנסים אפילו בסעודה, they never ate a meal unless they knew who they were eating with. Right? So they were very, very particular of knowing exactly who was doing what. And this comes to support Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav about the idea of the look at Rashi quickly on Ein Nichatzin Suda. Look at Rashi quickly. She Gnai Hu L'Talmidei Chachamim Leshev Eitzelam Aretz B'Suda. Okay, it was a Gnai. Right? If you and I have Talmidei Chachamim, you don't get to just stop anybody. All right. The next halach in the Mishnah was Zeh Posel Dayano. Okay, so now we said that Zeh Borer. Now we have Zeh Posel. That you can posel it. And we saw Machlok Rabbi Meir Chachamim. Chachamim said, you only posel the Dayan if you can prove that he is a psul or a karov. So Gemara says, call Kemina the Pasel Dayane, where people have got such strength, they can just pasel Dayanim. So Rabbi Yochanan, Berakot Shabasuria, Shano. Aba Mumchim Lo. Okay, so I imagine here that we'll have the same discrepancy here in the translations as well, right? That here we're speaking about the. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we quoted the Rabbi Yochanan previously, that when can you posel the Dayan? Berakot Shabasuria. They have their own Mumchim, but Mumchim no. And what says, no? And not if they're Mumchim, but didn't we learn the end of the Sefer of the Mishnah? On this part of the Mishnah here, Chachamim said, when can you pass to the Dayan if you can prove that Krovin Psulin? But if they are Mumchim, Ksherim or Mumchim, Mipi Beitin, and Yachol Poslan. So the fact that Chachamim tell us that if they are Mumchim or Mipi Beitin, Michlau to be married, Mumchinam Yikamar. The very fact, is it clear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The fact that Rabbi Chachamim are saying that Mumchim are good, Rabbi Meir is arguing on Mumchim. So you're telling me that Rabbi Meir says, no, not with Mumchim, but we're saying yes, even Mumchim is saying you can pasul. So Gemara says, no, this is, you have to understand what Chachamim say a little bit differently. We're going to change slightly what Chachamim say in the Mishnah. Hachi Kamar. Aval ima yuk shayrin, Na'asu kemumchin mipi beitin v'ani achol poslan. So that's why, by changing the Mishnah slightly, we say, what does Chachamim really mean in the Mishnah? They're not saying that if they were ksherim or mumchim. We say, if they ksherim, then we treat them like mumchim. So now we can understand that Rabbi Meir is telling us that mumchim he would agree with. When can you push off a dayan? Only if they are mumchim. If they ksherim or psulim, Chachamim are telling us that then you can. But if you tell me that they ksherim, then as far as we're concerned, they like mumchim. Rabbi Meir will say, no, I don't care they're kosher, I want mumchim. And Rabbi Chachamim say, if they're kosher, they like mumchim. Right? The Gemara brings a kasher on that. We've got a Toshma, Rabbi Meir, we've got a brighter. Where they said to Rabbi Meir, lo kol himenu sheposil din shemumchil rabin. We see a brighter that there's a machlok, and Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir, they haven't all got such a power. Right? Lo kol himenu sheposil din shemumchil. You can't go and posil a dayan who's a mumche. So we see, no, Rabbi Meir is telling us that a mumche you can't pasu. Like we thought originally, so we don't have to correct the Mishnah. That's exactly what Rabbi Meir said. Right? So the Gemara said, let's correct that as well. No, we misunderstood that Toshma there. What did Rabbi Meir already say? What did that say, Rabbi Meir? Eima lo kol emenu sheposel dayan shehim chuhu rabim aleihem. Not mumchim, where we saw there in the bright, it says mumchim actually shehu chumu, that they've accepted upon him. Right? Once people have accepted the baiting to be a baiting upon them, they're saying to be made, you can't pasul them. So now we see that actually we the original correction of the Mishnah stands, and we turn out at the moment that Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is not about mumchim, but it's about ksheirim. And Chachamim say if they coach, they like mumchim. Rabbi says, no, I want proper mumchim. Okay, tell me, Achi, we got a brighter. Achi, le'olam posel v'holech ad shekevel la baiting shemumche. The Rabbim to Rabbi Meir says that you can puzzle everybody as long as you want. Ad shekaber alav beitin shemumche l'Rabbim to Rabbi Meir. What does it mean shemumche l'Rabbim? Look at Rashi Aviyah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the bottom of Rashi. So we see Rabbi Meir agrees that with regards to mumchim, you can't pass the mumchim. Right? So there we see, and then really the rest of next Amud, by the way, is going to be around this line. Does Rabbi Meir hold that mumchim you can't pass, or does he say even mumchim you can pass? Okay? So up at that, it seems like Rabbi Meir is quite relaxed. And we're happy. Rabbi Meir seems to be saying that mumchim are good, you can't passel them. Now comes the one and says, v'ha edim ke mumchim dami. But wait a second. Edim are like they are mumchim. Because once we've chosen two kosher edim, they paskin din, and we're allowing their din. And therefore, edim have got the same status as dayanim. And yet we see, what do we see? V'am Rabbi Meir, ze posel edav shel ze, v'ze posel edav shel ze. That was the next halacha in the Mishnah. Remember? Go up to the Mishnah quickly. Three lines before the end of the Mishnah. We said, Zeh posel edav shel zeh, v'zeh posel edav shel zeh. Do you remember? Chacham omrim, ay matav izbanch mevi alei en raya she'en kruvin upsunim. We see the exact same machlokim to remember chachamim on dayanim. It takes place on Eidim. And Eidim are like mumchim. And Remeir says, you can pass on Eidim. So you're telling me that Remeir agrees on dayanim, but yet on Eidim he doesn't agree. And Eidim alak mumchim. So Gemara says like this. Ait maralah, but wait a second. That's not so simple, because we already know that on that Mishnah, Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish had somebody say, what did he say? Pe kadosh, you have to read this like a question. Pe kadosh, yomar davar zeh. Could a holy mouth, like a Remeir, possibly have said such a thing that you can pasul Eidim mumchim? Doesn't make sense. Right, therefore, Rabbi Lakish comes along and says, no, change it slightly. Tanei Eido. Change the last bite of the Mishnah and don't say Zeh posel Eidav shel Zeh. Say Zeh posel Eido shel Zeh. He passes the one witness. What does it mean, the one witness? How would you want to pass the one witness? Right, the Gemara says, Eido lamai. Where, what's the one witness? Ileime lemamon. Rachmana Pasle. If you're going to tell me that it's a one witness that comes for Dina Mamonot, we don't need to be Meir. Rachmana Pasle. The Torah says you pasu. Because you have to have two Eidim. Lo Yakum Davar. Beshtaim Yakum Davar. Right? Look here, if you've got Likutei Rashi. Look at Likutei Rashi there. The third, very last wide lines at the bottom of Likutei Rashi there. Ile Mamon Rachmana Pasle. The Ile Shvua. Right? Hey, money behaman. If it's for a shvua, then one aid is neman to make it like a shvua. Look at there. Look at Rashi quickly. He says like this: Lo yakum aid echad beish lechol avon ulechol chatat. Right? Liot chavero neenash aleluto. Lo onish guf, lo onish mamon. One aid can do nothing to you. Not onish guf, not onish mamon, monetary, physically, no, etc. Aval kamu lishvua, but he can make you take a shvua. Right, Amar lechaver teni ma'ane she'el vitich. Say to your friend, give me back the money that I paid you, that I lent you. Amar lo, ein lecha b'yadai klum. You go, I don't have any of your money. Ve'ed echad me'id she'yesh lo, chayav li shava lo. Right, we've learned this before. So if one aid comes along and says, no, I know you gave him the money, then he can make you make a shvu, you haven't got the money. But that's about it. So that's the Gemara's question. What do you mean one aid? If it's for a dinner mamonot, doesn't help us. If it's for a shvua, it's a big deal. The Torah tells you you can. Right? Hemuna Mehaman Kebay Trey. Right? So what's going on over here? The Gemara says, no. Lola Mamon. We're actually speaking about Mamon. And Rabbi Meir, the Gemara is holding its horses here. That we, Rabbi Meir is talking about one aid for Dinah Mamonot. And he says, Lord Tricha, we need to have that. Why? What's the chidush here in this Mishnah? The Kable Alei Kebay Trey. Look at Rashi over here, the Kibre Kebetrei, the third line on the Rashi on the bottom. But Chilat Divrehem Kibluhu Aleihem Mishnayim. Both parties to the din said, you know what? We happy to rely on the edut of that one person. Now come on, Remeir and says, if they agreed at the beginning that one aid is going to basically be the determining factor here, then Rabbi Meir says, we can pass on that aid. And that's what Rabbi Meir said about pasul Eidim. He never said you can pasul two Eidim. You can pass one age. Now we're seeing there's no relationship between Rabbi Meir in Posel Dayan, Rabbi Meir in Posel A. They're two different lochos altogether, contrast Lakish. Okay, now we're happy we can move on, and we see we haven't got that problem. So the Gemara says like this, Maika Mashvulan. I still don't understand. What's the chidush here? What's the chidush of Rabbi Meir? The answer is, the Matzi Hadarbei. That's the chidush. That if at the beginning, at the outset, they accepted one aid would be the determining aid here, Rabbi Meir says that the guy can change his mind later on. Right? That's the whole chidush over here. So Gemara says, but that's not a chidush. Tanina, we already learned this halacha. Amalo ne'eman alai abba, ne'eman alai avich. If a guy says, I'm happy to have my father as the aid, or I'm happy to have your father as the aid, right? Because normally my father's a pastoral aid because he's a karuv, and your father's pastoral aid because he's your karuv, right? Or ne'eman alai shloshar ei bakar, or I'm happy, I don't mind even the three shepherds. We remember we learned the other day about the three shepherds that Chachamim relied on to change the months. Right? Three shepherds, time, three Yoshvei Kranot, Aunt Mumchin. I'm happy. Rimeir Omer, Yachol Achzorbo. Rimeir says, under those circumstances, either that's a psul or a karov, or not a mumche, we're seeing here the three shepherds. Rimeir says, at any given stage, I can change my mind. So what's the chidush over here? What Rimeir tells Halacha all over again? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Look at Rashi, look at Nikutei Rashi at the very last line, before you turn over the page. Look at the very last line of Rashi. He quotes a Gemara from Baba Batra, which we just learned very recently. Mamash a few weeks ago. He says, yeah, right? Look at he says there, Ne'eman al Abba. But go to the very last line there. He says, Yachol lachzorbo. The Dvarim ba'alma below kinyanhu de ka'amale. Remember we learned that? The very last, it was the end of Baba Batra. The idea whether Adam have to have kinyan or not. Remember? So that's what he says. Yes, they were mumchim. There was no kinyan done. And therefore, we can change our minds at any given time. So the Gemara's question is, what's the chidush now of Rabbi Meir? There's no chidush over here. And Chachamim Omri, Mamri Yachol Achzor Bo. Va'amar Rav Dimi, Bered Rav Nachman, Bered Rav Yosef. And there, he said, "I'm Rabbi Yisrael. The kagon, the keble, ele bechad." And that whole sugya there was that we're talking about one aid. So there's really no reason for Rabbi Meir to say this. So this whole change of Reish Lakishes now is very difficult for us. So the Gemara says, "No, tzricha, we did need it. Why do we need it? Dei tana abba v'avich." If we had only learned that Gemara which we had just brought just now, right, what's the makor for that Tanina? We haven't got it yet. Yeah. Ne'eman alai. That was Daf Kaf Dada. We'll see tomorrow's Daf. Right, if we had just learned that alone, we would have said, Baha Ka'amar Rabbanan Delo Matzi Harabai. The machlok Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, when you can and can't change your mind, once you've accepted upon yourself the aid, we'd say that's where Chachamim said that you can't change your minds. Why? Mishum da Abba Vavich Chazul Alma. Because as a rule, your father or my father, they ra'ui, they are fitting to be aiding for the rest of the world. Ah, with regards to me, they're a karuv. But they're not a psul aid. And therefore, there we would say, right, therefore, Avab Chad Kebay Trey. Therefore, we'd say there, those two of those guys are not actually psuladim. But one aid, if we're assuming that he's got the status of two aidim, the La'al Melochazi, Halocha doesn't allow you to have one aid, ever. So therefore, Eimor Mola Rabbi Meir. We'd say even Rabbi Meir over there would agree with Chachamim, right? That in a case of one aid, you wouldn't allow it. Because if you look carefully, that brighter there that we learned, that it wasn't one aid. It was Abba or Avich or three Bakarim, or three shepherds. We just proved that Rabbi Meir has the concept of changing your mind. But we never specified one aid. So we'd say that machloket there was about your father or my father, three shepherds. There, Rabbi Meir, it says you can't, Chachamim say you can't because they were ra'ui in the first place, so you can't change your mind. But with regards to one aid, we said there's no machloket.
Rimei would even agree with Chachamim. V'yashmeina and Baha. And if we had just learned our Mishnah, we'd say in our case, Baha kam Rabbi Meir, right? Aval Bahahi Eimer Mordelei Rabbanan. Other way around, I apologize. The Chachamim would agree with the Rabbi Meir that one aid you can change your mind, right? Because they aren't Ra'ui. And they're just arguing about Avich and Avuch. Avi and Avuch. But with regards to our case where it's one aid, we'd say here Rabbi Meir would agree with Chachamim. So either way, however you look at it, we wouldn't have the machloket on Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, with regards to one aid. There we'd say that Chachamim would agree with him, and yeah, we'd say Rabbi Meir would agree with Chachamim. Therefore, Tzricha, we need them both. Therefore, we had to have the Chidush here, and it's a Chidush, and it's not Stam Yutar. We wouldn't be able to learn it without Reish Lakish telling us what we had said. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. But now we've got a problem. Just look over how many tani reisha, right? Dayano v'sefer edav alma dafka ketani. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi quickly. Dafka ketani. So after just 1 second, before we go to dafka ketani, at the moment it seems like we've explained it beautifully, right? And we're happy. And Reish Lakish was relevant. But now the Gemara asks a question. It says how many tani reisha dayano v'sefer edav. But that all makes sense if we take Rabbi Lakish's change. We say it means a do, not a dav. But they're going to say, wait a second, we learned a dav. Alma dafka, because it seems like it's dafka, that it's specifically written there, right? That it's two. Look at Rashi. Alma, the very last wide lines of Rashi at the top. Alma dafka katani, midashani b'milte d'b'dayanin nakat lashon yachid. Because in the first section of the Mishnah, it says Dayano, his judge, Dayano in a singular, and in the Edim it says Edav in the plural. The Mishnah wouldn't make such a mistake if it was Edo, like Reish Lakish is telling us. Just like the Mishnah wrote Dayano in a singular, would have written Edo in the singular, right? Why would it make such a mistake? That's what the Gemara's question. Midashani b'milte d'b'dayani nakadashon yachid u'b'ayim nakadashon rabim v'leite l'Reish Lakish. We don't have Reish Lakish as far here. Hadra kushi l'duchta. The question comes back all over again. V'ha eidim k'mumchim damu. So the Gemara takes point here in the diuk in the Mishnah. Reish Lakish is beautiful and the Svar is nice, but it's not what the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah understood it can't be that because the Mishnah knew to write dayanim in the yachid and aid him in the ribui. So therefore it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. We've got the question all over again. And how can we say that Rabbi Meir is happy with regards to the mumchin when we see that on aid him, he says you can puzzle them, and aid him are like dayani mumchim, and therefore we see on aid him that he can knock them out. So the whole question comes back all over again to Rabbi Meir over here, that Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with aid him mumchin, and therefore how can we explain that Rabbi Meir meant not mumchim, but shehuchmu, that you've accepted them upon yourselves, when we see that the pashut pshat is, Rabbi Meir is telling us that even dayani mumchim, the parties to the love can refuse to be with. So the question's back all over again. So now the answer we're going to see is as follows. Amar Rabbi Lazar, what are we speaking about? It's not just him. If it was just the love, you'd be right. You have a good question. But it's not just the love who's passing the Eidim or the Dayanim. It's the love and another. Right? It's the two of them together. So it's the same question. What called Kamina and Ogaba at all? But how can we say that? If we're going to say that that's the case, you know what? I know we're running late here, but it's worth looking at this Rashi. There's some hell of an interesting Rashi. You know what? We're not going to finish it with all the Rashis today. Okay, let me explain it outside. He said, like, it's called Kamina and Ogabed at all, but how can we do? Look what's happening here. You are bringing a Dayan, or I bring an aid, right? And now, I don't like the aid. You don't. I bring an aid to come, and you might love it. And you don't like the aid. You say, you puzzle him. That is the classic case of Nogei Abadavar. You're partial to the situation. He's going to paskin against you, therefore you puzzle him. That's the Gemara's question. Call Kamina, where's he got the power like that? Nogei Abadu Tohu. Right? You puzzle him because you don't like him. That's a classic Nogei Abadavar. We saw, what did we see the other day? Even a Kohen Gadol or a king is pasul from Eidut when it comes to Negiah. Remember, the Kohen Gadol wants the water, the heat, the Bet HaMikdash to be hotter in the summer, and the king wants to pay his guards only 13 salary once every 13 months. They were pasul Eidut. So now me, I'm obviously pasul Eidut here. So Rav Acha Bar Dravika Kegon Shekara Lavarar. He says, no, not just done. The case of when he has reason, look at Rashi there, Shekara Lavarar, in exactly the lines of Alma Dafkek than Amarav of Gemara there. Baal Din Omer Lefaneinu Almahu Poslo V'yesh Acherimo. Not just dumb, I don't want you. He explains his reasons. Right? And Rashi says there, Shemet Shel Pasu. He explains why other guys Pasul. It's obvious that once he said that, everybody agrees. That's what we're speaking about. So Gemara says, what do you mean Arar Damai? Well, what's this Arar? What's going on over here? Elay me arar de gaz lenuta. If you tell me that he's telling him there was a ganef, so again, kol kuno gavadav edutu. So what? He's telling you a ganef. You're going to believe him? Again, we come back to the question of negiah. We can't trust this guy. He's a vested interest. Ela arar de pegam mishpacha. Must be thinking about his family. He's got a psul here in his edut. And Rashi says there mishpacha eved mishpachat eved shelo nishtacher bo. And we're not actually talking about him. Look at this, it's a fantastic diuk in Rashi. What does it mean when we say arar de pegam in mishpacha? He's saying there's a pegam in his family, and the family were never released as slaves. Therefore, it's not an eidut on him specifically. There's no negiah here. I'm mentioning his family, not him. And the fact that his family are avadim, he's automatically a psul. But I'm not talking about him. Look at Rashi there, it says that they're in the Rashi. Right? Pegam mishpacha eved hu, mishpachat eved. Shlosh tachrer, upsul hu mishpachto. Right, began in mishpacha. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Sorry. I got too excited there. That's the next Rabbi Meir. We see it says over here, psuba mishpacha. Right, began mishpacha. Rabbi Meir Savar. Rabbi Meir says, why can he pasul him? Because hanei mishpacha kibasada. Rabbi Meir says, you're not talking about him. It's all about his family, and therefore the fact that he's automatically pasul because of the family. It wasn't an eidut on him, it was for his family. But you may make a pasul, and he's automatically pasul. And Rabban and Sav right now, soft.
Okay.
What?
We've got a Jewish slave.
Hang on. So it's an interesting point of here, if he's a Jewish slave or not. If he, a Jewish slave automatically goes free unless he decides not to, and he has his ear punctured, etc. That's Eved Shlo Mishtachrer. So again, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. If it's a non-Jewish slave, makes life a hell of a lot more difficult, because a non-Jewish slave, why would a non-Jew be coming to give edut in the first place? But it could be a non-Jewish slave. But it could be a non-Jewish slave, maybe. I understood this whole sugya here, we're speaking about Jews, the Dayanim and the ancestors. I saw what you mentioned to me earlier on, that it's non-Jewish Dayanim. That's why I said to you, it changes the whole sugya, because I suddenly thought of the Adim as well.
A Jewish slave cannot give edut.
I don't think a Jewish slave is
can a Jewish slave give edut?
I don't think so. Definitely not on for a part for a person who's part. I don't know, it's a good question. Who's looking that up, Robert? You're looking that up. Okay, you're looking that up, Robert. That's your homework for today. All right. So, but let's just look at the diuk here. So, Rimei says he's not the gear. He's giving out on his family, not him. And Chachamim say no. Soft, no gabe to tohu. The end of the day, it affects him, and therefore is in a gia, and that's the machlok between the two of them. So that's one possible answer to what Rabbi Meir meant when he said that he can refuse to accept his dayanut. Another answer, right? Kiat Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan machloket b'shtei kitei edim. This is a different machlok. What's the machlok in the Mishnah Rabbi Meir Chachamim? Is that there are two groups of edim? Remember, we try to prove that Rabbi Meir will tell us that he can pasul the eidut, right? When we haven't got a case of negiah, when he doesn't have a vested interest yet. In other words, we still can trust him. So what's going on over here? When there are two groups of eidim, right? Look at Rashi there, but machloket b'shtei kitei eidim. Shamar baal din b'fanenu, the guy arrived and he said, I've got two groups of eidim here. Right? Rabbi Meir savar tzarich levare. V'rabbanan savrei eino tzarich levare. Right? So the machloket is as follows. I'm reading the Rashi outside. I'm not going to read it inside. We haven't got time. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if somebody comes to Beit Din and they say something, until we have adjudicated this case, we have to qualify every single thing that he says. And therefore, if he says he's got two groups of Adim, we have to make sure that both groups of Adim are kosher. The Chachamim say, no, one group's good enough. Right? So therefore, if he's got two groups of Adim, and the guy is possels the first group of Adim, we're okay. Right? Because, contrary to Meir, and this is Rashi, he says, Mimah nafshach, have you look at it? Right? If the first group of Adim were going to be possels, so then the second group of Adim wouldn't help us anyhow because we've got to rely on everything that he says. And Chachamim say, no. The first group of Adim, we don't need to check everything that he says. And if he puzzles the first group of Adim, contrary to Meir, he's got to go find the second group. And anyhow, if he can't find that second aid, we're not going to believe him anyhow because he said he's got two groups of Adim. And Chachamim say, no. Even if he said he's got two groups of Adim, we have to rely on everything that he says. If he brings us one group of Adim, then they're good enough. And therefore, if he puzzles this first group, and he can't find a second group, so therefore we can't. The guy has knocked him out, and there'd be negia, right? Al bevo bevat achat, al bevat achat, divrei hakol ein yachol leposlan. You know, Mary would agree that if there's one group, was that clear what I said? Yeah. Okay. So Amru lefanav. So now this was Rabbi Yochanan, right? It said ki atar Rav Dini Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The machlok is about two groups of 80. So now they said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amru lefanav, in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, Ein Sham Elakat Achat. So now what if there's only one group over there, Mahu? What will the halacha be now? He says, what do you mean? What do you, the Gemara is surprised, yeah. Ein Sham Elakat Achat. V'ha'amad, we just said a second ago, Aval Bekat Achat, Dibra Kol Ein Lechol Leposlan. We can't pass all them. So what's the question? No, so they rephrase the question. Ela Nimtzeit Kachnia Krovin Opsulin Mahu. If it turns out that the second cut were either relatives or they were pasul, now what would be the case? Look at the mahu there, opsulan, right? Nimtzeit kachnia krovin, the very, very first wide lines of Rashi. Al yedei adim gmurim mahu Rabbi Meir. What would happen now if they pasul the first cut? Mi amrin and hashtu, would we now say, vadai nogei ba'edotu, now definitely nogei. How did we said originally that if he had two groups, he wouldn't be nogei if he passed the one group. Why? Because if the other group were kosher, he could run the other group. If the other group weren't there, anyhow, he would never be able to use them in the first place. Right? But now, if we find that the group of psul or kasher, would we say now that that's a nogei ba'edotu because he's knocked out the first group and isn't another group left? Or Dilma meikare miat ki asid baldin v'acher imo akamai lemivsarinu lab no gam eretu dakati no ishtakach kachni apsulin. Or are we going to say no? When he knocked out the first group, he wasn't no gam a davar. Why? Because he never knew at the time the second group were going to be psul edim. Therefore, he wasn't knocking out edut. Just saying, I don't want those. I'm happy to rely on the second ones, and therefore, he's not no gam a davar. That's the Gemara's question, right? Ela nimtzeit kachnia krovin mahu amar lehen. So we're going to see it in answer. He says to him, as far as Rabbi Yochanan, kfar heidu edim arishonim. The edim rishonim already answered. Already heidu kfar heidu. It's a bit of a machloket in the girsos of Rashi, but he concludes that no. What Rabbi Yochanan is telling is once they already were given edut and they pasul them, they pasul. And the fact that the second guy now found pasul, we don't go back and say, ah, you knew they were pasul, and therefore you actually misled us and you. And you were nogaya, we accept it as is. Ikir Amri, it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan who said it, Ikir Amri, Amrabi Ashi. Ashi was the one that said, Kfar Heidu Adim Arishonim, the same answer it showed him. Okay. So now the Gemara says as follows. Naima, the plug to the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Now we know we've got this Machri Rimarin Chachamim with regards to pasuling the Mumchim. So let's say this is already a Machloket that took place between Rabbi Shimon. Between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the same machloket. The Tanya, we've got a brayta that says, "Habali don b'shtar u'b'chazaka." We've read this Gemara. This Gemara comes from Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Samech Tet. I must towards the end where we learned the end of Baba Batra, not so long ago. Habali don b'shtar u'b'chazaka. You're running back and you tell the dayanim, "I've got a star that I own this land, and I've got a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years." Right? So Nidon b'shtar, Rebbe says, okay, fine, let's use the shtar. And Rashbag says, no, Nidon b'chazaka. So it's the same idea. You brought two groups of Adim, and we passed the one or the other. You came with two sources of strength. Same thing over here. You came with a chazaka and a shtar. And we see machloket over here. Rebbe says, you use the shtar, and Rashbag says, you use the chazaka. Va'avinan ba'al. And that we ask the kashya. V'chazoka v'lo b'shtar. What, you're going to rather use the chazoka, says Rashbag, and not the shtar? Doesn't make sense, right? What's the havamini? The havamini here is that the chazoka was derived from the shtar. With what gave rise to my claim? I had a shtar. Ah, I had a shtar, and therefore you're only meant to keep a shtar for 3 years. And if you don't keep a shtar for 3 years, we have the chazoka. So why not use the shtar? Right? Ela'ema af b'chazoka. So we see that Rashbag corrected himself and said, you know what, we use the shtar and the chazoka. And the Gemara says, v'kai melan de'betzarich levare pligi. And we see, what's the real machlok between Rashbag and Rebbe? That you have to mevare, like we said earlier on with the two aidim, that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that everything a person says when he comes to Beit Din, if he uses that as his source, you have to qualify everything. And now we've got to check the shtar and the chazoka. And if we find that he hasn't got the shtar, we don't allow you that he says he's got a chazoka, because he said he's got a shtar. Okay? That's the machlok Rabbiya. Right? It says, and therefore this machlok to be Meir Chachamim, is that the machlok as Rashbag and Rebbe? So the Gemara says, no, lo. Aliba de Rashbag, kule alme lo pligi. With regard to Rashbag, where he says that you have to use, that you use the chazoka, nobody argues. Where's the machloket, yeah? Ki pligi aliba de Rebbe. Rebbe was what I said, we need the shtar. That's the surprising issue over here. And the machloket of Meir Chachamim is around that concept of the shtar, which is the underlying source of the chazoka. Rabbi Meir is like Rebbe. And therefore Rabbi Meir says, you said two Adim, two groups of Adim. Your whole source relies on the Adim. We want to check the Adim. For Rabbanan Amre, lach adkan lo kama Rebbe hatam ele b'chazoka. There, Rebbe argued, why did Rebbe say there that you need to use a chazoka, right? De mikoach shtar ka'ati. Because the chazoka derived its source from the star. But yeah, these Adim, they never came because of other Adim. You told me you've got two groups of Adim. Each one comes independently. They aren't the one as a result of the other. Even Rabbi would agree over here that we don't need to check all the Adim as like Chachamim. And therefore, if you haven't got if the one group of Adim are puzzled, other group of Adim can still stay. And we have got a whole circle around on our circle.